This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Welcome to the second hour of Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Rob Forbes from Self Defense Gun Stories.
I'm Ben Branham from Modern Self Protection.
And I'm Bob Main from the Handgun World podcast.
You know, at some point we're going to have to tell the listeners what the heck those are. That's going to come later. As you've noticed, Bill Frady is off this week. He is in Las Vegas. He's having a great time. This is our fifth hour where we get to borrow his show. We promised we'd put it back in place, repair all the damaged items, dust it off. This hour, we have Charlie Cook with us. Charlie is the absolutely typical guy you'd have on a Lock and Load radio program. He's a touring musician. That doesn't make sense. Oh, well, a music teacher. Oh, and a firearms instructor in Massachusetts. Tie that one on for sport. 9/11 changed everything, didn't you, Charlie Cook? For everything. 9/11 changed everything for you, didn't it, Charlie?
It absolutely did. Thanks for having me, guys. On September 11th, I was teaching, and I had band that day, and my classroom was being used for pictures because it was picture day. And since I was a non-essential teacher, I got stuck in the teacher's room all day. And after September 11th happened, obviously a lot of things changed. The principal called us in one day, and he said that if anyone got into the school that wasn't supposed to be there, he was going to say the eagle has landed, and that meant we should lock the doors and hide under the desks. And my son was 9 months old, and I said that seems a little ridiculous because I want to be able to get home to my son to raise my kid. And I told a bunch of teachers that I was going to get a gun license, and they thought I was crazy. And I said if we had the first floor teachers all had guns on them, the second floor teachers can keep on teaching if somebody got into the school. And they looked at me like I was the crazy one.
Well, but okay. Now, look, so they were right. You are the crazy one. I mean, as a musician, you opened for Dolly Parton, Ray Charles, Earth, Wind & Fire, and you also performed with Meatloaf. So no, yes, You're not the straightest guy in the teacher's lounge.
I definitely am not. Certainly a little more bizarre than everyone else.
And once we've met and done,
and that's okay.
It is okay. Wait a minute, but you now teach people to carry concealed in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Massachusetts,
man. Massachusetts, it is bad news here. It really is.
So what's it like carrying a gun in Massachusetts?
I will tell you this. I'm going to get flack for this. It is easy to get a gun license in Massachusetts.
Okay.
It is. I teach the NRA's home firearm safety course to my students, and as NRA instructors, it's 4 hours non-life firings. I tell everyone it's rifles and shotguns and handguns. Oh my! And it's gun safety, loading and unloading, and here's how you clean, here's how you store it, and then we do a session talking about the Massachusetts laws. And after that, you can get your permit. Now we have three and a half types of licenses in Massachusetts. The first license is the lowest one. We no longer have it, thank goodness. But it was the FID restricted card, which allows you to have mace or pepper spray. So my line is you need government permission in order to carry a spice. The next license we have is the Firearms Identification Card, which allows you to have non-large capacity rifles and shotguns. And you can get that with at 15 to 17 with your parents' permission, 18 to 20 without your parents' permission, or 21 or older, if you like. But it can, you can only have non-large capacity rifles and shotguns. The next license they have, they did get rid of this a few years ago, but it was called the License to Carry Class B. That allowed you to have large capacity rifles and shotguns and non-large capacity handguns. You couldn't carry with that. Now, if you think logically about this as a gun guy, you know, we think about these things. The chief of police was saying that it's okay for me to have an AR-15. He's saying it's okay for me to have a 1911. I can have a P-22. I can have a 357 revolver, but I can't have a Glock 17. So the chief of police is restricting what I can have and what I can't have, which is completely ridiculous. And then after that, we have the license to carry Class A. And the license to carry Class A allows you to have non-large capacity rifles and shotguns and handguns. If your license to carry has no restrictions on it, then you can carry concealed. So you don't have to have any extra training or any special training or lethal force or live fire, even though you can take a course that has live fire in order to get your license to carry.
Charlie, I have to stop you there because so the chief of police says what a 16 and a half year old can walk around with a 12 gauge, but you're not okay if you've got And Bob, you wanted to know what large capacity is, right?
Yeah, Charlie, this is Bob Main. I wanted to ask, what exactly does Massachusetts consider large capacity?
A large capacity firearm is a semi-automatic that has a detachable magazine that holds more than 10 rounds.
More than 10, okay.
So a 1911 and a 12 gauge are awesome.
Yes, you're good to go.
Well, now that depends on what kind of magazines I'm using in my 1911. I got some that are.
If you've got some high cap magazines, for your 1911, those probably didn't come with the 1911 when you purchased.
No, they didn't.
Okay, well there you go. So 10's the magic number, and five for shotguns if you have a semi-auto shotgun.
I feel so much safer.
But this does not apply.
Right.
This doesn't apply to Massachusetts law enforcement, does it?
Oh, my goodness, of course not. That would be ridiculous.
Right. So the LEO...
This is why I always say, welcome to the Commonwealth.
Yeah. So the LEOs, they can be trusted with more than 10 rounds, but not us lowly private citizens.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Now, the other thing that I tell people is after... when you have a gun license in Massachusetts, if you move, you have to notify the chief of police in the town you're moving from, the chief of police in the town you're moving to, and you have to notify the state when you move.
Really?
Now, you're not on the same list, but you're on the same level as sex offenders.
Huh? Say that again?
Sex offenders have to notify the police when they move. And gun owners have to, not even gun owners, if you have a license and you move, you have to notify the chief of police in the town you're moving from, the chief of police in the town you're moving to, and you have to notify the state that you've moved.
Hey, Charlie?
Yes.
What country is Massachusetts in?
Yeah, exactly. It is not free America. And the more I talk to you guys that live in free America. I mean, I hate to say that I have the Stockholm syndrome. I really do. But sometimes it's ridiculous.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And it must be amazing for you to tell an ordinary citizen who thought it was straightforward and watch their eyes get bigger and bigger and bigger.
When I was at the GRPC in Dallas, Mark Walters wanted me to come in to sit in for an hour with him. And I sat and I said all of this to Mark, and he looked at me, he picked his jaw up off the ground, and he said, ladies and gentlemen, he just gave me all this information without any paperwork.
Charlie, we'll talk about that when we come back from this break, more about what it's like to have life in the Commonwealth.
ignite armament, guns, and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. You've chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency in production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Such an introduction. I get charged every time I hear it. This is Bill Frazier's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Rob Brooks from Self Defense Gun Stories.
I'm Ben Branham from Modern Self Protection.
And I'm Bob Main from the Handgun World Podcast.
We have Charlie Cook with us. Charlie was describing the contortions about having a gun, but you say you can get a permit in Massachusetts, but you're just describing some of the limitations. Charlie, before you dive back into that, okay, so you're a musician in recovery, but you teach music. You're a firearms instructor. Tell us about your other double lives you lead, like interviewing people in a car.
Yes, interviewing people in a car. So about 2 years ago, I had this idea that I've seen James Corden's Carpool Karaoke and Seinfeld's Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, and I decided, hey, I drive a lot. I can talk to people. Why don't I interview people in my car, and I'll talk about gun stuff? And I was hashing some ideas out with some friends of mine, and I said, you know what? I'm going to drive, and they're going to be riding shotgun. You know what? I'm calling it Riding Shotgun with Charlie.
That's great.
And that's how it started.
That is cool.
It is pretty cool.
Now, how many of these are videos, right?
These are videos. I put them on YouTube, and I've got a Riding Shotgun with Charlie YouTube channel. I've also got a Facebook page, and I put things out on Facebook. But what I do is I put the videos in segments that are about 10 minutes long, and I also take the audio, and I put it out as a podcast.
Ah, now where would we find it, the podcast?
The podcast I have on iTunes and on Google Play Music.
Cleverly called Riding Shotgun with Charlie?
Riding Shotgun with Charlie. You got
it. How hard is that to remember? And then you do special requests with firearms. You're not a hitman, by the way. So
I am not a hitman. I make videos where I play the trumpet and I shoot a gun at the same time.
Those are your gun grams, right, Charlie?
Yes, they are the gun grams. You got it. I actually got an email a couple days ago from a woman in Greece who said she loves the videos and she wants to know if I would do one for her husband.
That's good.
So it's the Blue Danube. Da 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 da. Boom boom boom. Just like that, literally.
Okay. Yes. Moving on. Moving on.
Hey, Charlie. I am not a musician. Did we all just pick up on that?
Yeah, we figured that out. Charlie, this is Bob Main. I got a question. I'm a trumpet player. I'm a former trumpet player from back in the day. And how do you play a trumpet and shoot a gun at the same time, brother? How do you do that?
Well, see, I've been teaching band for 100 years. And I play trumpet with one hand, and I conduct with the other hand, or I play the bass drum, or I play the bass drum and the snare drum, or my line used to be, I can play the trumpet with one hand and hit students with the other. So literally, for me, applying the shooting fundamentals and shooting, that was pretty simple. I did do a video of the Blue Danube Waltz. It was the first one that I did in 2014. I had to practice one-handed reloading, and I am very sure that Rob Pincus never thought that somebody taking a class with him would end up doing something as crazy as this and making videos.
So it's the reloading that is hard. The trumpet's easy.
It's right. It's playing the trumpet, drop the mag, reholster, new mag, bring the gun up in the middle of playing.
And you had to learn how to play the trumpet left-handed so you could reload right-handed, right?
Yes. I have this is really bad. I had a student model trumpet, and I went to my local instrument repair, and I asked him to put a pinky ring on the left side of the trumpet for me so I can hold the trumpet with my left hand.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So did the guy think you were crazy?
He did. He's like, what do you need this for? And I'm like, well, this is what I do. And he's like, really? I'm like, yeah, watch one of my videos.
Charlie, one of these days I'm going to pull my old Yamaha out of the closet, and I think I'm going to come join you. We'll do a dueling trumpet and shooting Glock video. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
I hear an after action. I hear a meeting coming up at the NRA convention in Dallas. You two videos. I just want to be there to watch the chaos ensue. Okay, let's.
We're going to call it the Dueling Gun Gram.
There we go.
Dueling trumpets, because they couldn't play banjos. Okay, so let's get back to Massachusetts before we completely run out the clock. We have two different types of licenses. Tell me about those.
All right. So the first license is the firearms identification card, and you can get that with the you can get that at 15 to 17 with your parents' permission, or 18 to 20 without your parents' permission. And over 21, you can apply for the FIB or for the license to carry, the LCC. The license to carry allows you to have large capacity rifles and shotguns and handguns. However, the chief of police in each of the towns can put restrictions on the license. So if you go to an anti-gun chief of police and you say, hey, I want a gun for concealed carry, he can ask you, you know, it's not, I got to tell you, it's not as bad as New Jersey, but they will say, if the chief of police doesn't want people in his town carrying concealed, he'll say that it's for target or sport shooting. Or if you say you want it for hunting, he can say it's for hunting. Or if you have a job where you need to carry a gun, and I actually had a job one summer as an armored truck driver, and I had a gun license and I had a driver's license, and that's why I applied for that job.
Charlie, is this like training wheels, meaning let's give you a version where you can only go to the range the first year? I mean, does he change it just to see how you do, or is this the word from on high and there are no appeals and it never changes? And
you can appeal it, and that's going to involve, you know, attorneys and thousands of dollars and legal fees and taking the chief of police to court and all that sort of stuff, too. But it's literally up to the chief of police in the town. And I tell people, if you live in a small town and the chief of police is the kid that you guys used to beat up in junior high, he can think that you have a violent past and he can prevent you from getting your license. Now, you can pursue that and say, well, there's no, you know, I haven't been to court, I haven't been arrested, I haven't gone to jail, and you can fight it that way. But it's literally up to the chief of police in each of the towns.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
And most of the area that surrounds Boston is mostly the area where they put restrictions on the licenses. Here where I live in the central part of Massachusetts, we call it a green town, and green towns means you can get an unrestricted license or a license with no restrictions. And honestly, it's most of Massachusetts except for the bigger cities. You know, are you ready for this?
Charlie, we don't have time. You're going to tell us about how to get a license and where you can get a license in Massachusetts after this break when we come back.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
And welcome back to the second hour of Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Bob Main from Handgun Wolf Podcast.
I'm Rob Morse from Self Defense Gun Stories.
And I'm Ben Branham from Modern Self Protection. And we have Charlie Cook with us, and Charlie does about everything. But the one thing I want to talk about, we kind of alluded to the licensing scheme in Massachusetts where you live. And you sent us a note and said you're one of the only instructors that says it's easy to get a gun license. I got to tell you, I'm already lost, and I came from California where their laws I thought were bad. So how is it easy to get a license there?
It's easy in that you can take a non-live firing course that's only 4 hours long and apply for your license. You don't have to do, like in Illinois, you got to do 16 hours. In Ohio, you have 10 or 12 hours or whatever it is. It's just 4 hours of a non-live firing class, and you apply for your license. If the chief of police gives you the license to carry with no restrictions, you can carry concealed.
And how likely is that if it's a non-live fire class?
I've been teaching classes on my own for the last 4 years, and I have about 250 students a year that get their licenses.
Wow. Without having to fire a shot.
Without having to fire a shot. See, now this is where I look at you guys, and I'm like, you got to do 16 hours? You got to live fire? You got to shoot at targets blindfolded while you're hanging upside down? That seems crazy.
And playing a trumpet.
Let's leave that to the professionals, okay?
We used to have to do that in Texas. Now it's not too bad. We got 4 hours and then 2 hours on the range. But is the cost huge out there in the Commonwealth, or is that actually reasonable?
The class that I teach, I charge $125 for the 4-hour class. Some places charge $100. Some places charge a little bit less. But it's about $100 for the 4-hour class. And then after that, the licenses are $100, and they're valid for 6 years.
That's not too bad.
No, that's not bad at all.
Well, okay, yeah, now it's really okay. Not. Now we're making the Commonwealth of Massachusetts sound borderline reasonable. We're all going, all right, he's bizarre. You know, it's like a relative. He's bizarre, but he could be reasoned with. And then you go, unless you have a piece of plastic that you could use as a bump stock, and just possessing it puts you in prison for the rest of your life. And that was, what, a couple of weeks ago, Charlie?
That, well, obviously after the Vegas incident happened, Massachusetts was the first state to come out and officially ban bump stocks. And I have something, I didn't know if I was going to be able to do this, but I hope you guys will indulge me a couple of minutes. I actually have three pieces of mail from the state of Massachusetts, and I'm going to open one of them right now. I just clicked my knife open, and I'm...
Here we go. You're being audited. One.
Yeah, this could be bad.
He's being audited by the IRS.
you know, that might be easier. So here we go. Here's the letter that I have. It is from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, from the Executive Office of Public Safety and Security. Ooh, sounds official. It says, notice of legislation prohibiting bump stocks and trigger cranks. It says, dear sir or madam, you are receiving this notice because Section 52 of Chapter 110 of the Acts of 2017, enacted November 3rd, 2017, directs the Executive Office of Public Safety and Security to notify individuals holding various firearms licenses and firearms identification cards of certain changes in the laws regulating firearms. Specifically, Sections 18 to 21 of Chapter 110 make it illegal as of February 1st, 2018, to possess a so-called, quote, bump stock, end quote, and, quote, trigger cranks, end quote, in Massachusetts.
I feel so much safer.
Yeah, that letter is... A trigger crank.
What is a little cam that lets you shoot several times for turning a crank? It's a novelty. It's not worth poop.
So what do they say you have to do with this firearm?
Here's the best part. What you have to do with these is you have to turn them over to the police.
The stock or the firearm?
The stock. You can have the gun, but you can't have the bump stock.
Well, at least they're a little bit reasonable on that. I'm surprised they're not asking for the whole firearm.
Oh, well,
no, they
listen,
just want to get the stock so they can put it on their rifle and go to the range and have fun with it.
Now, you ready for this? I don't believe that law enforcement are exempt from this, like they are exempt from having new Glocks and, you know, modern sporting rifles with more than one evil feature on them.
Because the police are so well trained. Yes, and that they need a bump fire stock, right?
Well, and then the police can actually get the actual full auto guns, so they don't need a bump stock. And honestly, a bump stock is a novelty.
It's a goof, yeah.
It's a fun goof around. I've played with them on the range. They're a fun goof around as an automatic weapon, but pretty ineffective as a weapon. And, you know, we had Vegas, but still, yeah, it could have been a lot worse in Vegas if the guy actually knew what he was doing. But we're sorry. Do you have one of these you got to turn over?
I do not. I have a friend who may or may not have one. And I have fired it a couple years ago, but I let him know about this. I mean, he obviously gets the information also. And he said he is storing it safely in the free state of Vermont.
Well, good for him.
Just the neighboring state.
Yeah, I know. It's not that far to free America.
I wonder if we'll be able to get the numbers of how many people actually turn these in. And I wonder if the numbers I'll be able to count. You know, I'm a dumb Marine, so I can do 20 fingers and toes. I wonder if it'll be about that.
Right. Here's the scoop. Since there are no serial numbers on the bump stocks and you don't have to register the bump stocks, the state of Massachusetts doesn't know who had them.
Yeah. So right. it's the honor system in turning them back in.
It completely is. It really, really is the honor system.
And since these things went for $150 or $200, I'm sure everybody's going to line up to have them, to give them to the state police so they can be destroyed, right?
Absolutely, yes. Yes, they'll be camping out the night before.
Yeah, it's completely ridiculous. The other thing is, and this is what I find a little frustrating, is people are looking forward, people are upset about the state not compensating them. Like, if they said, hey, we're going to take this from you, and we're going to give you the money you paid for it if you have a receipt, or we're going to give you what it's worth, or something like this, they're just saying they're taking them, and end of story.
And there's nobody out there trying to confiscate guns, is there? No list, no, yeah. I love hearing all this stuff that, it, you know, they're confiscating guns, but we're not really confiscating guns, and it's not a big deal. You're only on a list, and you got a letter about it. Yeah, some of this stuff starts to get scary. Charlie, come live in free America, man. I'll hang out and play the trumpet with you.
All they're doing is trying to get those evil bump stocks off of the streets.
Right, because they cause so many problems. I mean, it really is a non-solution to a non-issue, except to make everyone feel good and warm and fuzzy and, you know, sing kumbaya.
Well, okay, so, all right, we've sort of beat up Massachusetts, and it richly deserves it. What else you got, Charlie?
Well, I have, you know, we did talk about how the police are highly trained. There was, in one of the towns here in Massachusetts, there was a handgun that was found in a recycling bin.
Well, that makes sense.
Right, because the police are highly trained. And it was a waste management founder, worker found more than unusual bottles, cans, and junks before in the curbside pickup, which is somebody found a .40 caliber Smith & Wesson handgun.
We got 15 seconds. You're going to, let's see, that's paper, plastic, cardboard, Smith & Wesson. That makes sense to me. When we come back, we'll hear more about Massachusetts. This is Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. We're here interviewing Charlie Cook. Back after this break.
Cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
And welcome back to Phil Fradio's Lock and Load Radio. Hi. Ben Branham.
I'm Rob Morse from Self Defense Gun Stories.
And I'm Bob Main from the Handgun World Podcast.
We're back with Charlie Cook. He's not a refugee from Massachusetts, from the Commonwealth. You were telling us... Really, about I've got to call it an anti-gun culture. What are you doing to get the culture of responsible gun ownership back in Massachusetts?
Something about fashion, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you slave to fashion, you.
Absolutely. Yes, that is not an 8-inch python in my pocket. What we are doing here in Massachusetts is we are actually having a concealed carry fashion show that is put on by the Gun Owners Action League and the Massachusetts Women's Gun Owners Groups.
So you ran out of things to do on the weekend. Why? What's the point?
Well, what is a concealed carry fashion show?
The concealed carry fashion show is to let people know that it's easy for gun owners and people who want to be able to protect themselves and their family to blend in with everybody else. And the reason that we carry concealed is so that no one can tell that we're carrying. And one of our members of the Massachusetts the Gun Owners Action League is Mandy Devino, and she is running a concealed carry fashion show. She's actually using Amanda Suffacool and Elaine Cross's book, Your Guide to Produce a Concealed Carry Fashion Show.
Nice. Well, we know them. We've had them on.
They are awesome.
And I think Rob's even been in one of her fashion shows.
Ben, if you had any social graces, you would have seen me modeling holsters and come to my debut.
At the Gun Rights Policy Conference.
Yes, indeed. Where were you when it was happening?
I saw you have some great pictures.
Yeah. I got some pictures that are going on Facebook after this, Rob.
I'll pay for that. I'll pay. I was talking to Mandy, and the proceeds of this fashion show go toward a leadership education program to get more advocates, more instructors, to change the gun culture in Massachusetts. Wow. Hopefully it will be wildly successful, but you got to start somewhere. So how did you meet Mandy?
I used to, before I became an official NRA instructor and started my own business teaching gun courses, I used to volunteer time for the gun to the Gun Owners Action League to help them teach classes to get people started. They used to have these things called the Firearm Safety Education Days, and it's where they would take out people that are legislators or groups of college kids or groups of women or different organizations. They would take them out to the range. They would talk about gun safety. They would go through laws and legal stuff. They would go through loading and unloading. And then after lunch, we would take all these people to the range, and they would shoot. They shoot rifles, and they shoot trap, and they shoot they shoot trap, and they shoot a number of different handguns. So we'd actually take these people out to the range and have them do some shooting, so they can see how much fun it is, and hopefully change their minds.
It is.
So there are some cool stuff going on here in Massachusetts. I met Mandy and her husband at one of these events. And they just kept showing up, and I just kept showing up. And that's how we met. That's how we became friends. I reached out to her to ask her when I started the riding shotgun stuff a couple of years ago. I asked her if I could pick her up and drive her around and interview her, because I'd mostly been talking to some of my male gun instructor friends. I actually talked to some of my musician friends, too. So I figured she would be someone different to talk with. So she and I got together, and we rode shotgun. I talked to her. I videotaped her. And then before I got all the video edited, she called me up, and she said, hey, all of that stuff is not working out. Can you do it another time? Of course. Absolutely. So
Mandy.
Mandy.
Mandy's from my home state. She's from Wisconsin, isn't she?
She is. I don't know if she told you this, and I might be speaking, you know, too much inside baseball, but she may be the former Miss Wisconsin Rodeo.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's right.
So we've got another beauty queen who makes good.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Okay, so
when's the show and where is it?
So tell me about...
I want to go now. When's the show? Where is it?
Tell me about it.
You know, we are having everyday models, Ben.
yeah, I'll take pictures.
Charlie, be careful.
That sounds great.
About asking Ben to model. Ooh, boy.
we'll send Rob again.
There we go. It would be great. Well, the fashion show is going to be Friday, March 9th. At the Bass Pro Shop in Foxborough, Massachusetts, which is right next door to Gillette Stadium, where the Patriots kick everybody's butt.
Who?
Bob's going to start a fight now, from here to there.
What do you speak of?
Now, I got to tell you, Bob, I'm not a sports guy. So
yes, Charlie, I am a Patriot. You know. Yeah, I am a good Patriot. Is that what you were saying?
That's exactly what I was saying, Bob.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to be at the Bass Pro Shop. I got to tell you, the fact that Mandy and her organization, whether it's the Gun Owners Action League and the Massachusetts Women Gun Owners, the fact that they could do this at the Bass Pro Shop, to me, unbelievable. This is the first time they're doing this.
That they've got, what, it feels like corporate sponsorship or at least corporate approval?
It feels like that, but it just feels like big league stuff. Like, we're doing it at the Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah. Yep. Kind of makes it sound legitimate. It's at the Bass Pro Shop. So that's, I'm really excited for you guys. So the other question.
Being near the
everybody,
stadium is probably good, too.
Yeah. But I know the question that everybody's asking out there. Charlie, are you going to be in the show?
I am emceeing it. I've learned my lesson. I was in this fashion show with Rob Morse. I do want to say, I think Rob modeled a fanny pack. Is that what
yes,
you,
he
is,
did.
Is that what you
One
had,
of
Rob?
Them. Yeah, I remember that.
A bag, yeah. A side bag.
It was a man
there
purse.
There we go.
It was a man purse. And I had to show it to somebody up close and personal.
It's European.
European leather shoulders. Yeah.
Exactly.
But it carries a gun, so it's okay.
Totally. I was in the fashion show, too. I carried an inside the waistband Glock 19 and a spare magazine, and I had an ankle holster also.
Ooh. Okay, so
and
where do I find out about this fashion show that you're going to put on? When and where is it?
It is Friday, March 9th at the Bass Pro Shop. It's they're opening the doors and doing a cocktail hour at 6 o'clock. It starts at 7. It's done by 9. Tickets are $45 before February 18th, $56 after that. The proceeds go to the Gun Owners Action League and the Massachusetts Women's Gun Owners. And I'm going to be emceeing this with Mandy. It is going to be a ton of fun.
And you're talking about the Bass Pro Shop in Foxborough, right?
The Bass Pro Shop in Foxborough, Massachusetts.
There's more. There can't be. We're running out of time. Where do people find out more about Charlie Cook?
They can find out more about Charlie Cook at Writing Shotgun with Charlie. They can look for Gun Grams on YouTube, and they can find all my gun instruction stuff at Personal Shooting Instruction.
When we come back, we're going to interview Greg Hopkins about concealed carry in churches. As you say, church security as viewed from the pews. We've got 1 minute left. I want to take this minute to describe the people you've been listening to. I'm Rob Morse. I have a podcast called Self-Defense Gun Stories. I bring everyday instructors to talk about the events that you read in the newspaper. Ben, can you describe your show really quickly?
Yeah, modernselfprotection.com, and I do a show just about being safe and the easy everyday things that you can do, as well as some of the gun stuff.
Bob? And I'm Bob Main, Handgun World Podcast, handgunworld.com. Just an everyday guy's view on concealed carry and handgun and firearm training.
So we've each collectively done some, 300 shows probably between the lot of us, maybe more, in multiple podcasts. So many more when you include all the podcasts on which we've appeared. When we come back, we get to talk about Greg Hopkins, Church Security from the Pews, Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio.
Episode 476.
Here we go!
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.